Good morning to everyone. Come on and give God some praise. Oh, you can do better than that. How many are happy to be in the presence of the Lord this morning? Wherever you are, come on, let's give God some praise. Truly, He's worthy of all of the praises. This is the day that the Lord has made, and He has told us to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Everybody. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. Everybody, one more time. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Everybody, oh, oh, how I love Jesus. Tells me, tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Everybody. Oh, like you love Him. One more time. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, sing it like you love Him. Truly, God is good.
Hallelujah.
Not some of the time.
All the time.
But God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody ought to say that. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you ought to say that. Somebody know that He's been good to you.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Going to ask Dr. Kimball.
Oh, thank
people come and give us our invocation.
Thank you, Lord.
And as He's coming, let us
oh,
Forget about everything that's going on around us and concentrate on the goodness of Jesus.
Thought you'd be so, so good.
You about to hit this for a moment, church.
You.
Father, we come once again to say thank you. And we look back over all week long. The blessings you have stored on us, we can't even count them. But Father, you allow us to get up this morning with while the wrong blood run through our body this morning, Father. We come by to say thank you. Father, as I look back over all week long, the blessing you have stored on me, I can't count them, but I can come by with this morning say thank you. Father, you allowed me to go up them dangerous highways and byways, and you brought me back home safe one more time. I want to come by to say thank you. And then, Father, you didn't stop right there. You let me go out my house this morning with a roof on my head. You didn't have to do it, but I come by to say thank you. And then, Father, you let me see the beautiful skies one more time this morning, and I come by to say thank you. And, Father, you still didn't stop right there. You let me come out to your house of worship this morning to praise you, to uplift you one more time, Father. I realize that I'm just a nobody that want to say thank you. And then, Father, I want to thank you for every member here right now, Father, on my little weak voice. Bless the one that you put in this vineyard, Father, from the top of his head all the way down to the bottom of his feet with special blessing, Father. We ask you to give him a special word this morning, Father, to feed our soul and our body this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus, we come by to say thank you. Father, we want to thank you for every preacher here on my weak voice, Father. Everyone on the instruments, Father. One in the choir, one on the doors, one here to hear your word. The one that want to be here cannot be here, Father. Father, bless the one out there in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to go touch our government now, Father. We know that our country's in trouble right now, Father, but we know everything gonna be all right. Father, we have to go by the hospital or the jailhouse right now, Father. We need you right there, Father. Father, we need you with our children right there, Father. Father, you know our needs and our wants. We ask you for these blessings, Father. Father, we want to say thank you for your only begotten Son that you sent over 2,000 years ago and died for our sins. And he still sit on the right hand of your Father and plead our case. We come by to say thank you. Father, we look back over all week long, we can't count and thank you for all you have done and truly all your blessings. But we can say thank you. Come by here, Holy Spirit. And if you just come by here and be with us for a short time, we know everything will be all right. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for sitting on the right hand of our Father and you pleading our case. We want to say thank you. Father, we can't stop thanking you for all you have done and what you're about to do. But we can say thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for this day. A day we come out to praise your name one more time. We want to say thank you. And then we, Father, we say amen to you, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If there are any parishioners on the outside, please let them in. Our responsive reading will be coming from 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? So we're going to start with verse 9 of 1 John chapter 4. I will read the odd number, you read the even, and together we'll read verse 17. God's word to his people. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Beloved, if God so love us, we ought also to love one another.
No man.
Hereby know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he has given us his spirit. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And finally, together, verse 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! May the Lord continue to bless and nourish each of us with his holy word.
Amen.
There are any parishioners, you may let them in. Please remain standing with us as we go to the New Testament for our scripture reading, the book of the Gospel of Matthew. Amen. The 21st chapter. Gospel of Matthew, the 21st chapter. Amen. Jesus, triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Amen. On a donkey. Amen. Let us read. Amen. And when they drew nigh to Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage, unto the mountain of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord had need of them. And straightway he sent them. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye, daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt that the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put them on their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and straw them in the way, and spread them in the way. And the multitude that went before, that followed, crying, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word for the good and the edifying of our soul. If there are any parishioners, you may let them in. We will now be blessed by male chorus. Amen.
Thank you. my life over again. Yeah. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh, we all. I made up my mind, I ain't cheating no more. Going back to church, gonna walk right through that door. I gotta clean up. Gonna walk right through that door. I got it. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh, we, y'all. Yeah. Yes, I do, y'all. Ooh, we, y'all. I made up my mind. I ain't lying no more.
Most of y'all looking at us like we on TV, y'all. Listen, how many of you messed up this week or this past week?
Come on now.
Whether you did something you wasn't supposed to do, you said something you wasn't supposed to say, you probably looked at somebody wrong, and if you got it bad like me, somebody cut you off in traffic and you... So listen, every day God gives us a chance to get it right again. That's what the song basically says. We get to clean up what we messed up and start all over again. Now, who do you know will let you mess up time and time and time again and say, I still love you, I forgive you, come on in. So what we're going to do, we're going to get everybody on your feet, and we're going to sing this song together. Because most of y'all ain't exercised since 1987. So I want you to get your morning cardio in. Now look, they all going the same way this Sunday. So I want y'all to rock with them. Y'all got it? That's it right there. The church two-step. That's all it is. That's all it is. Y'all ready? We're going to clean it up. One, two. I got to clean up.
What I messed up.
The glory. Amen. We need to get our life in order. Amen. Because we don't know the day nor the time when the Lord is going to come. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Amen. We give God all the praise, all of the honor today. It's just so wonderful to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Yeah, yeah. Amen. So we give him the praise. We thank God for all of you being here today. Give honor to all of our clergies, all of the officers, our deacons, deaconesses, mothers, choir, ushers, saints, and friends, our first family, those that are listening in. Amen. We welcome you here to our worship service this morning. Amen. Because truly this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We're just so happy to see you once again. Amen. Do we have any visitors with us today? We'd like for you to stand and tell us your name and where you're from. Any visitors? Amen. All right. Looks like everybody's at home. Good to have all these visiting musicians here today. God bless you. Good to have you here. All right. This is Palm Sunday. Amen. I hope everyone got a palm in your hand. Amen. We want to bless you to recognize the fact what Jesus did for us. Amen. On this Sunday. Amen. Praise God. We want to thank all of those that went with us to Pine Grove last Sunday for Pastor Legrone's anniversary. Amen. Did I feed y'all good? They had some food up there. Amen. Amen. They know how to feed you. Amen. We want to thank God for, amen, the great fellowship, even though it rained. Amen. New Hope, you showed up. And I want you to know I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Now, this afternoon, our Friendship Association Congress will be our guest here, amen, at the 3 o'clock hour. We ask if you can come and be a part, learn what the Congress is all about, Congress of Christian Education. If you have time, please come and share with us this afternoon. Also, we will be having Good Friday service. Amen. And we'll be at New Friendship. Reverend Kitchen will be speaking about that in a few minutes. Amen. This coming Friday, I believe it's at 7 p.m. Amen. All right. And on the fourth Sunday will be our Youth Day. Amen. So we're looking forward to a grand time. And on that Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., we'll be going to Greater Zion Hill for their church anniversary. Amen. For those who don't know, they will be installing their new pastor today, amen, at the 3 o'clock hour there at Greater Zion Hill, amen. So keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. All right. Any other announcements that we have?
Thank you. Our annual Women's Day will be on the third Sunday, May 18th, and the donation is $50. The colors are pastel. CLST Global has been resurrected. We are a satellite campus here at New Hope. If you're interested in studying to show yourself approved unto God, a workman need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth, please see me. And I am Dr. Reed, in case some people don't know. Also, New Hope Scholarship deadline is the fourth Sunday in May. That's May 25th. We will also have VBS, Vacation Bible School, starting Monday, June 16th through Friday, June the 20th. We have a thank you card to Pastor Steed and the College Care Ministry, New Hope Church family. Thank you so much. In life's garden, kindness is the sweetest flower. Thank you for thinking about me. The gifts y'all send are appreciated. Sincerely, Christina Pratcher. She is the granddaughter of Deaconess or Mother Christine Johnson. Thank you.
Good morning, New Hope.
Morning.
Quickly, how many stay in Cobb County District 4? If you have a Powder Springs address, you stay in District 4. Let me see, raise your hands. We do have an election. We have an election for District 4 commissioner. It's going to be on the 29th of this month. So, but early election starts next week on the 19th, I believe, and also the following week. But this week, we will have the Powder Springs Community Task Force, along with Mapleton Improvement Coalition and the Austell Community Task Force. We will bring those two candidates, Monique Sheffield, who's the incumbent, against Matthew Hartwick. And we're going to be at the Ford Center at 6:30, and so we'll be questioning them in terms of why they want to be a commissioner of District 4. It's very important. A lot of folks don't know about this election. You thought it was over last November, but we still have District 4 and also District 2. You know, if you stay in District 2, they have elections as well. But important that you come out, and if you don't know them, you'll be to meet them on this Thursday at the Ford Center. Thank you.
Amen. All right, good morning, church.
Morning.
This is going to be quick. Tommy. All right, so next Saturday, we have our Easter egg hunt that starts at 2. At 2. The kids will go outside to Easter egg and all that at 4. So please make sure your child is here so they can be a part of the festivities at 4. At 2 to 3, we're going to have a little game. 3 o'clock, we're eating. Don't come up in here at 4:15 trying to get an egg and eat. No. All right. April 20th, that's that Sunday. Next Sunday, please support our kids. We will be doing our Easter speeches at 10:30 a.m. Do we understand? Not 10:45, not 11, 10:30. We stay on time. To be on time is to be early, so make sure y'all here at 10:15. All right, Youth Day, that's the fourth Sunday. If you want your child to be a part of it, it's never too late. Your child can pray. Your child can high-five the pastor. It does not matter. Just bring your child to me so we can get them active in church. I'd rather act them in church than active on the street. In order to help, be here. Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful week.
Good morning, Pastor.
Morning.
Reverends, but especially my New Hope family. This is April, our First Lady of New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, Sister Agretta Steed. This is her 69th birthday this month. And we would like to show her some love. So also next Sunday, which is Easter, a lot going on that month. We will have a gift box in the vestibule along with cupcakes for everyone, first and second service, so we can come out and show our First Lady some love. So next Sunday, please, everyone, come out and let's show our First Lady all the love we can. And at the end of second service, that's when we'll bring the gift box in and present her with her gifts from New Hope Family. So let's show up and show out for our First Lady. Thank you.
Good morning, New Hope. How many of you know that sometimes you're blessed to be a blessing? Amen. And with that being said, New Hope was blessed with a few 50-pound bags of russet potatoes downstairs. So we don't want that blessing to go to waste. So I want to see everybody come downstairs, grab a grocery bag or however many potatoes you want, and let's not let them go to waste. Amen. Because I like potatoes, but I can't eat a whole 50-pound bag of them. So I want to share it with my church family. So after service, meet me downstairs and get a bag of potatoes. Amen. Amen.
Good morning, New Hope. On behalf of the Women's Fellowship and the Women's Day Committee, I would just like to reiterate what Dr. Reed said. Women's Day is May the 18th. I would also like to thank the ladies that came out and celebrated with us on Friday night. We had a joyous time. We put our boots on the ground for the Lord, and we fellowshiped and had a good time. And I just want to keep the momentum going. I want to keep that same momentum going for Women's Day. And on May 3rd, we are having a mother-daughter walk at 8 o'clock. We're going to meet at the concession stand across the street on the Silver Comet Trail across the street from Publix. And I just like all the ladies that can and will to come out and join us. And also, after church, if you have any suggestions or something that you want to do that involves every woman, no matter how old, just see me after church and give me your suggestions so we can see about getting that into play. Thank you. Oh, one more thing. The choir rehearsals for Women's Day are May the 1st, 8th, and 15th at 7 o'clock. So if you want to be a part of the Women's Day Choir, please come to the rehearsals. Thank you.
Amen. Just to inform everyone, amen, all of us know that this coming Friday is Good Friday. Amen. It's celebration time. Amen. As they took Jesus to the cross. This year, we've got a few changes. Some of our churches in the church association in this district here, New Hope is a part of, along with several other churches, are going to be combining the last seven sayings of Christ this year. And this year it will take place at the New Friendship Baptist Church there off of Villarica Road. Amen. And New Hope will have two ministers that will be representing New Hope, Reverend James and Reverend Sexton. Amen. At 7 p.m. this coming Friday, we want to invite all of you to come out and let's celebrate as they nail Jesus to the cross. Amen. And the last seven saying is a very beautiful ceremony that we can worship and look at the things that occurred during those hours Jesus was placed on the cross. So we look forward to seeing you there. That's 7 p.m. this coming Friday at the New Friendship Baptist Church. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you so much for those announcements. Pray that you would govern yourselves accordingly. Amen. Also, because of that service on Friday night, we will not have the prayer service online. Amen. But we hope you will meet us at New Friendship. Amen. Praise God. All right. Don't forget, Bible study still going on. We need the word. Amen. We can't get along without the word. Amen. I have a special announcement here. Please lift up prayer for the Gray sisters of Alabama. Their mom, Mrs. Geneva Gray, passed on Friday. Amen. Thank you, Deaconess Bedford. Amen. Keep that family lifted in prayer, if you will. Amen. All right. We're going to get ready now to remember all of those that are on our sick and concerned list. Let's keep them lifted in prayer. I understand that Deacon Core is not doing well. He's in Cobwell Star. So let's keep him lifted in prayer, if you will. Amen. Pray for Padgett Berlin, our bass guitar player. His uncle passed a couple of weeks ago, and I believe they had the homegoing service on yesterday there in Mississippi. So keep the family lifted in prayer. Pray for the recovery of Sister Pam Bradshaw, amen, who had surgery. Amen. Deacon S. and Deacon Urquhart, keep them lifted in prayer. Sister Gloria Brown, who had surgery. Amen. Also, keep Elder Holmes in your prayers, recovering from her surgery. Again, we thank you for your prayers for my granddaughter, who's growing every day. Amen. Mother Cox, let's keep her in your prayers. Sister Daisy Namora, Mother Wiggs and family, Deacon Rivers, Bessie Bonnie, Angie Smith, and please, please pray for our country and pray for our leaders. Amen. Prayer changes things. If my people, the word says, talking about the church, if we would pray, amen, God will step in and change things. Amen. So let us pray for our country. Let us prepare our hearts and minds to give as the Lord has blessed us to give. But truly, you can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. Amen. Thank all of those that give online for your commitment, dedication. Thank you so very much. Let us stand, take our offering in our hand as we prepare to bring our gifts to the Lord. Father, we come now to thank you for allowing us to be stewards of these thy monetary gifts. We come to present them to you. We pray that thou will clean them up, purify them, make them worthy, might be a blessing unto your ministries. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our ministers will come first. Our deacons, deaconesses, and mothers, choir, please face the center. I'll be directed by the ushers. Thank you.
You're doing and all that you have done. Father, we ask you to come in right now and bless this offering. Bless it that it may be a blessing to this church, might be a blessing to the upkeeping of this kingdom. Father, we thank you for all that you continue to do. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for what you have given me. The Lord bless you. Real good. We want to thank all of our ushers that was able to go down to Atlanta for the ushers convention that they had this past week. Thank you so very much for attending and representing New Hope in the 7th District. Amen. Praise God. Also good to see Mom May and Sister Tony May back from Kansas City. Amen. Thank you. Glad you had a safe trip. Praise God. All right. Let's hear from this male chorus.
Oh, bless the Lord this morning, saints. Trey, you look all right sitting there. You think you know what he's doing, saying? When I got up this morning and I saw a new day, I said, one. That you send
my way.
When I looked around and I saw everything was okay, I said, one, that you send
my way.
When I got up this morning, Sister Bradshaw was doing okay. I said, one,
oh,
Lord. And when I looked around and all the family was doing okay, I said, one more blessing, Lord, that you sent my way. Lord, you bless me over and over. And all through the day, I said, one, oh, Lord, when I got up today and I kneeled down to pray, I said, one, that you said my way. Found out everything was okay. I said, one,
oh, bless the Lord,
that you sent
my way.
Lord, you bless me over and over and all through the day. I said, one more, Lord. Pay. I said, one,
oh,
Lord, you sent my way. You told me whatever you need and whatever's right, I'll surely pay. I said, one, oh, Lord, that you sent my Lord, you bless me with joy and peace. You told me you would supply all of my needs. But when things in my life turn cloudy and gray, oh, you keep on sending blessings my morning, and I kneeled down to pray. I said, one,
oh, bless the Lord,
that you send
my way.
My money got funny, y'all know it, but my bills, you helped me pay. I said, one,
oh,
Lord, you send my, you told me whatever is right, I will surely pay. I said, one, y'all sing that. Oh, Lord, you send my way. Lord, you bless me with joy and peace. Lord, you told me you would supply all of my needs. Oh yeah, but when things in my life turn cloudy and gray,
one more. Come on, fellas. Listen, listen. I counted one more.
One more blessing.
One more.
One more blessing.
One more.
One more blessing.
Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning?
One more blessing.
When you got up this morning.
One more blessing.
You counted it one more.
One more blessing.
When you got up and saw everybody.
One more blessing.
Was doing all right.
One more blessing.
You counted it one more.
One more.
Can I get a witness this morning in this place?
One more.
Count it one more. Lord, Lord, one more. Y'all don't mind if I count them this morning.
One more.
Fellas, y'all help me count this morning.
One more.
The Lord.
Feel like when you got up this morning you had one more blessing. Hallelujah.
One more.
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 Put food on my table.
One more.
A shelter over my head.
One more.
Wonderful selection. One more blessing. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell ye the daughters of Zion, Behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they set him on their own. and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and straw them in the way. And the multitude that went before and followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Thank you. You might be seated. Father, we thank you once again for this privilege and opportunity to say a word for you. Pray that I take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might know your will and know your way. Somebody might be saved, delivered, set free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Once again, we honor this day as Palm Sunday. Amen. So therefore, we want to talk about Hosanna. Thank you, ushers. Hosanna. Amen. This is the beginning of Holy Week, the most significant week on the Christian calendar. For thousands of years, Christians have taken the week between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday to reflect on the last week of Jesus' life. He entered into Jerusalem, the last meal he shared with his disciples, his arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, his torture, trial, and crucifixion, and his glorious resurrection.